Section 1. Theological Foundations for Worship Content. Chapter 1. Salvation is the Restoration of Praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. At choir practice one evening, when rehearsal focused on the arrangement of Come Christians Join to Sing, a teenage girl asked, "What does the phrase mean, praise is his gracious choice?" Ah, the provocative power of a well-stated poetic exclamation. Without going into the answers given on the spot at the time, I would like to affirm that the question caused some important meditation on the idea. If we discern all that is involved in a full answer to that question, we have unlocked the depths of worship. It is fitting to praise God. There is no more fitting response to God than praise. We love to praise that which is beautiful, talented, pleasing, well-formed, and has some transcendent quality. Cars, athletes, foods, faces, physiques, harmony, melody, visual arts all evoke certain kinds of delight. Friendship, loyalty, reliability, unerring honesty, unalloyed kindness, tested maturity, brave virtue, wisdom. These traits of goodness and exalted character are admired and, in the best sense of the term, coveted. The Apostle Paul summarized the impetus to praise in writing, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." Philippians 4, verse 8. The life of meditation, mental and spiritual exercises that form godly character, focus on that which is worthy of praise. Charles Spurgeon, 1834 to 1892, in his Treasury of David, giving exposition to the 135th Psalm, expressed the fitness of praise through singing, "Yea, with our best thoughts and words and hymns, let us glorify his name. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant." The adjective may apply to the singing and to the name. They are both pleasant. The vocal expression of praise by sacred song is one of our greatest delights. We were created for this purpose, and hence it is a joy to us. It is a charming duty to praise the lovely name of our God. All pleasure is to be found in the joyful worship of Jehovah. All joys are in his sacred name as perfumes lie slumbering in a garden of flowers. The mind expands, the soul is lifted up, the heart warms, the whole being is filled with delight when we are engaged in singing the high praises of our Father, Redeemer, Comforter. When in any occupation goodness and pleasure unite, we do well to follow it up without stint. Nothing, indeed, is more appropriate for the Creator to expect of his creatures than praise, for as Spurgeon wrote, "We were created for this purpose." Praising God is pleasure, Spurgeon noted, laboring for him is the highest bliss a mortal can know. Oh, how sweet it must be to sing his praises and never feel that the throat is dry.